There we go. I had trouble getting it rewound. Like I said, when I first got over here, I didn't really care where I flew to. I enjoyed flying, but now I'm getting kind of short, and I'm getting a little more cautious, I guess. So, but it is closer, and so it'll be nice. It's a lot nicer down there, too. Plus, we'll probably leave right straight from Benoit, because the commercial airlines fly into there, and leave straight from there and come to the States, so that'll save another trip to Cameron Bay and waiting around there. So I can't really say what date I'll be home, but to be honest with you, I don't worry about what date I'll be home. The main thing is what date I'll get out of here, and I'll be home soon enough. Of course, I'll call you as soon as I get to the States. And I may call you on the Mars call before I leave. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say, because last time I called you on the Mars, it took about a month for me to finally get the call through. So, I just can't say for sure on that. We'll just have to wait and see. But if I do, I'll just call you, and, you know, like I did last time. We've been real busy around here. We've been sandbagging, we've been putting barrels all around our building. And, you know, we got, I told you about the rocket attack, one we had, and then we had another one. The last one was, I wrote you a letter that night, and it came that night after I wrote the letter. And the only thing it did, two rockets hit the PX. So it's temporarily closed down for a fire sale or something. And so we're putting, you know, everything all around the building, so we'll be better protected here in case we get any in while we're here at the office. Most of the time when they come in the, you know, late in the night, and we sleep about, it's almost probably a quarter of a mile from here where we sleep. We sleep in rubber trees all over the place. We're in a rubber plantation down there. And we sleep there. And most of the time we're down there, and most of the rounds come in around the detox, or, you know, around the general's, the head shed and everything, the big offices up here. And so so there's never been any recently come in while we were in the office. But we like to have everything pretty well tied down. We've got one of the best bunkers here. And in fact, actually our bunkers is stronger than the one the general's got. So we feel pretty good about it. And we're always building it up and improving it. So we won't worry about that too much. Oh, I got a letter from Aline today. It was in Aline, and I really enjoyed it. Kind of surprised me, and I really did appreciate it. It's a real sweet letter, and I'll try to answer. But I'm getting pretty bad on my letter writing. I guess you get ready, it's about over with, and you get kind of slack on it. But I'll try to get some letters written off, and but tell her that I got it, and I really do appreciate it. In case I don't write her and don't even get a chance to write her, and. That calendar you sent, I got it, Daddy, I got it hanging up, you know, right, I told you we got a new desk, and I got it hanging there by my desk, and everybody comes by and reads it. I like the one that's on there now. In fact, my favorite one's on there now about the bull, when they told him he was going to show him what, you know, that there was more to farming than raising calves and stuff, and I probably could do that and leave it up there all the time, but things like that I really appreciate, and I think I wrote you, I'd like to, you know, have some more cookies and stuff. If you send me more boxes, mostly just cookies and some Cokes if you can get them in. I've got still plenty of canned fruit and everything, and now the PX, well, it was, but it'll be back to working pretty soon. It's got stuff like that, and so they're pretty well stocked up now. When we first got here, they weren't too well, you know, stocked and everything. But since we moved down south here, things have been much better along those lines. Up north, I'd have starved to death without those packages, because I'd get them and in 2 days they were all gone. And I cooked several meals up there because our mess hall was pretty bad, and we ate sea rations a lot of the times. And so that other food was very well welcome. And the grape juice you sent, I really liked that in those little bottles, because I just put them in the freezer, you know, in the morning when I get to work, and about 30, 40 minutes they were ice cold. And so I enjoyed those. But I guess Karen's married by now. I'm sure she had a big wedding. I'm trying to think of what to say. There's really not much. There's a basketball game on TV, but you can't watch it, I don't guess. Jackie Leeson just went off. And we watched, other night I was watching Bonanza. And right in the middle of it, right at the best point, the electricity went off, the generator quit. And so that kind of hacked us off. It's the first time it's quit in a long time. But I guess we can set up a few of those things. So we get $65 a month, I guess. It sure will be good to get home and eat some home cooking, though, because I got skinny over here. I lost a lot of weight. I lost most of it up north. And during the typhoon, it was so hot. It was about 110 when we first got up there. And it was so hot, and I wasn't used to that heat, I guess. And we were building sandbag walls and bunkers, and we were, you know, we were working outside a lot. And so I lost most of my weight up there, and I just hadn't gained it back. I thought I would on R&R, but I didn't sleep very much then, about 4 or 5 hours a night, because we'd go to bed late, and we'd get up at 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning, because, you know, we had things we wanted to do. But glad to hear Bud's feeling better, and I know what he's got, but I'm not sure, you know, how bad it is. I understand it's pretty bad, though. I hope those cobalt treatments will really help. And I know they're pretty good because, you know, Jeannie took them when she had that tumor, you know, and it helped her. So maybe he can get it cured that way. Hope we'll be pretty busy when I get home because I'm ready to get outside. Of course, it'll be cool there to me in the summertime, but probably not really, though. I hadn't driven since I've been over here. I drove a truck about a mile one day when I first got here after Camp Evans. I ride around sometimes in Jeeps and trucks and stuff, but very seldom ever drive one. So I about forgot how to drive, I imagine. Randy's going to the Navy about now. He blew it, as far as I'm concerned. I'd really take that 2 years. But I'm sure he did right, and he'll be glad when it's over with, too. I hope not many more people have to go. Maybe this war will be over with. You guys won't have to go to the Army anymore. Of course, I think some of them ought to have to go since I had to go. But I'm sitting here, can't think of much to say. Weather's been hot. Night's been real pretty. The moon's out. Of course, we like it when the moon's out and it's light at night because the less chances of getting hit. Because it's pretty hard for Charlie to shoot things in here at night without being caught, especially if the moon's out. Very seldom does he ever shoot rockets or mortars in here that he doesn't get caught with our artillery or get him before he can get away. And so that kind of, usually when he hits us, it lasts about 10 or 15 minutes. And that's it. It's over with. But I'm usually in a bunker a long time before then. In fact, for a while there, we slept in, either I think I told you, we slept in trenches and bunkers for a couple of nights because they felt the tent was going to be pretty bad around here. But it turned out to where, you know, not much happened really except the rockets and stuff. Jim Price, I don't know. I've been trying to call him, but it's kind of hard to get through. He's up at play too, I guess, from what I understand from your letters. If, you know, try to let me know right where he's at if you can, the town, because maybe I can see him. I may be going through there. You never can tell. Because when we fly, you know, like to Anquet or Benoit or somewhere, we land a lot of places on the way, and maybe I could sing. I am going to Saigon before I leave. I just talked to the lieutenant tonight, and he's going to let me go down and see Glenn Blair, the guy I went to ACC with. And don't worry about that, because there's things happen down there, but it's not near that bad. I'd rather be there than here any day. Oh, yes, the missionary, Wayne Briggs, was here. He stopped by a day before yesterday morning, and there's another fellow that's a member of the church. He's with an aviation group. He's a master sergeant. He's been in a long time. He was at Fort Hood. I just visited with him for a little bit, but Wayne had to leave. He was just flying around the country. He goes all over Vietnam, and so he stopped by. I visited with him for about 30 minutes, and then he had to leave. But tomorrow afternoon, there's three of us that are here that are members of the church. And this master sergeant, and then a guy that's a chaplain's assistant. And he went to ACC in 68. In fact, he lived right there close to where I lived, right there in the same complex of apartments. So we're having church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock over at this 11th Aviation Group. And so we're looking forward to that. We understand there's a couple of more in the area. We don't know if they're here at Fluke Bend or if they're out at one of the LZs. That's landing zones out where some of the battalions and brigades are. So we're going to try to contact them as much as we can. Maybe if we start meeting, other guys will hear of it and come around. So he went to Saigon the other day and got some communion bread and grape juice. So we'll be looking forward to that tomorrow. The tape's about gone. I don't really think I've said very much. I've just kind of sat here and rambled around. But there's really not much to say. Of course, getting this short. Of course, really not that short. I still got about 65 days here. But it's moving along pretty fast. And if I can get one, like if I go to Saigon, that'll kill about 4 days. So I'll be rested up a little bit and then come back and it'll just be a few days till I leave. In fact, the guy that went on R&R with me from our office, he got back and 2 days later he left. It's all gone.